Well, whale sharks are found pretty much all over the world, but mainly in temperate waters. So if you were looking at a map of the world, you draw a thin band across the warm water areas. I'm not saying that they're cold water wussies, but they're animals that we find generally in warmer waters, but worldwide, which is sort of neat. Well, they've been gathering around this area in Yucatan, down in Mexico, we think for about 10 years or so. It seems that a lot of the fishermen say they may have gone back like to the 90s and 80s, but because they're not a fished species, the fishermen never really paid much attention to them. But the nice thing about there are sort of two groups in the Yucatan area. They're the largest known aggregation of whale sharks in the world. So we have 400 to 800 animals at one time down there. So it provides tremendous research opportunities as well as great tourism for the Mexicans. Well, we think what's getting them there, well, we know what's getting them there, is plankton and fish eggs that they're eating. But it's one of these things where at some point one whale shark discovers, hey, there's good eating over here, and he tells the other whale sharks, and they sort of start going. It's probably a little bit more sophisticated than that, but that's the general idea. Well, one of the things about whale sharks is it's amazing what we don't know. The joke I have is if you want to be a whale shark expert, just say, I don't know, because that's what a lot of the answers are. So this gives us a really rare opportunity to study a lot of whale sharks in detail over a fairly large period of time, and we can get some good data out of that. They're generally in the area from roughly May to roughly September. Now, the issue gets to be, if you think of that area of Mexico and the Gulf and that's also hurricane season. So number one, what happens to them during the hurricanes? And we don't know. The assumption is they would go deep. But the point, too, is that weather can really affect the amount of time that we might have to study them or record any data. Well, anytime, whale sharks play a very important role in the ocean. So anytime we can learn more about any animal in the ocean and figure out sort of where they fit into the overall hierarchy, it improves our knowledge of the ocean, it improves our knowledge of how things work, and it improves our knowledge of either how we are causing problems in the ocean or how we can fix some of the problems that have been caused. So it's sort of a knowledge is good thing, a good thing. Could I tell you specifically, oh, if we find out this about whale sharks, we'll have this specific benefit? No. But in general terms, the more we know about this species, it gives us a better understanding of what's going on.